This is recording 4 of 6 from Neil Walters at HebrewResources.com. There are different types of learners. Some people divide learners into 3 groups, such as audio, visual, and kinetic. Audio learners must hear it. They like to work with computer programs where they can hear sounds coming from the speakers or listen to audio CDs, MP3 files, whatever, where they listen to the language. Visual learners have to see it. They like working with books and maybe videos like on TV. A kinetic learner must do it or take action. So At Home with Hebrew kind of mixes a lot of those since it's a multimedia program. You always have immediate feedback. When you click on a word, you hear it. You see it on the screen. The goal is that you should be able to try to pronounce it yourself. So that's the doing and the taking action part. You see a word, you try to pronounce it, and then to see if you got it correct, you click on it, and then the computer will pronounce it, and then you can compare that to your pronunciation and see if you got it correct or not. Another division of learners is 4 types of learners. They divide them into 4 categories, first of all, abstract and concrete, and then also holistic or random versus sequential. And this is based upon Anthony Gregoric's model. So there's 4 types. The first one is concrete sequential. These people prefer direct hands-on experience. They're highly organized. They like sequential lessons, concrete materials, and step-by-step instructions and learning tasks, such as workbooks, hands-on, experiential learning, demonstrations, diagrams, computer-assisted instruction, and concrete examples. This learning style is very compatible with a behavioral teaching style. Then there's concrete random. Using an experimental trial-and-error approach, they have flashes of insight and make intuitive leaps and prefer learning tasks such as learning games, independent study projects, discovery learning, constructivistic activities, and problem-solving activities. This learning style is most compatible with a cognitive discovery teaching style. Then there's the absolute sequential person, likes written and verbal symbols, often thinks in conceptual pictures. They grasp ideas easily through reading and listening, and like learning activities such as reading assignments, lectures about theories and ideas, writing essays, concept maps. This learning style is most compatible with the cognitive expository teaching style. And abstract random. These people prefer to receive information in an unstructured manner. They enjoy group discussion, cooperative learning, and multi-sensory experiences, often connect feelings with concepts and ideas, and prefer to learn through simulations, discussion-based activities, confluent holistic education, and cooperative collaborative learning. This learning style is most compatible with the humanistic teaching style. And yet another way of cutting this is by using the Myers-Briggs type indicator. This model classifies students according to their preferences on scales derived from Carl Jung's theory of psychological types. Students may be extroverts, where they try thinking things out and focus on the outer world of people, or introverts, they think things through and focus on the inner world of ideas. Then there are sensors, practical, detail-oriented, focus on facts and procedure, or intuitors. They're imaginative, concept-oriented, focus on meanings and possibilities. Then there are thinkers, skeptical, tend to make decisions based on logic and rules, or feelers, appreciative, and tend to make decisions based on personal and humanistic considerations. And then there's judgers versus perceivers. Judgers set and follow agendas, seek closure even with incomplete data, or perceivers adapt or change, they adapt to changing circumstances and resist closure to obtain more data. So I want you to know that basically I think about these different learning styles when I create my programs, and that there's really not one program that's perfect for everybody. So At Home with Hebrew has concepts that try to grasp these different types of learners. But you know, if you're more of a book learner, maybe a different product I have is right for you. So At Home with Hebrew meets the goals of many of these types of learners. With At Home with Hebrew, you can go sequentially through the program, or you can skip around to whatever interests you at the moment. At Home with Hebrew is great for homeschoolers and includes several suggested lesson plans for the parents to choose from based on the desired learning results, such as a bar mitzvah or just general learning.